For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. The Beaver soccer team will host Northern State in the first round of the NSIC playoffs Wednesday, joined by junior Hallie Peterson from Stillwater. Hallie, as the year went on and you stayed undefeated, what did you notice from your freshmen and sophomores and how they were able to handle that added pressure?
I think they handled it really well, honestly. They all came in and were ready for the season, obviously. And they've all done really well. We have a lot of depth on this team, and that shows. The freshmen all have gotten a lot of time on the field, and they help out the team a lot. So
this is the program's second undefeated regular season. The last one happened in 2018. It was a year before you walked on campus. Have any of the older players talked about any similarities between that year and this year and how they kind of handled things that year and how they maybe needed to change things up a little bit this year and in dealing with that added pressure?
We've talked about it quite a bit. We've talked about more of like 2019, since that's, you know, when I was first here. And we've talked kind of how the team atmosphere has changed quite a bit and how some things might be a little bit better and that might have added to our success this year.
For the first part of the season, Sarah Wendt was the offense. As the second half of the year went on, you've gotten more depth in scoring. How has that made the team better?
I think it's made the team better in a lot of ways. It shows that girls in every position and girls coming off the bench can also put the ball in the back of the net. Granted, Sarah can also do that very well. And it's nice that we know we can find Sarah's head and she can definitely finish it. But it's cool to see all the depth on this team and seeing, you know, girls take advantage of their opportunities and scoring.
Sarah's being marked by at least one opponent every game. How have you noticed how teams are trying to defend her differently? And does the rest of the team figure that out as well and kind of alter what your game plan is?
Yeah, we definitely have noticed there's games where Sarah's marked up with, you know, two defenders, which can make it difficult for her. And there's different plays we run to make it so that she is open, which can help her. And there's also, you know, we have certain things for other people to score. So maybe they'll pull away a mark from someone else and Sarah, they'll be on Sarah, you know, leaving somebody else open. So, which can be helpful.
On paper, you guys should have beat Minnesota Crookston last week to wrap up the regular season title. Game is not played on paper. They've certainly played teams tough down the stretch here. Where do you think that game really changed in your favor?
The Crookston game?
Yes.
I think we were all really nervous all week. At least myself, I was nervous. Like you said, on paper, it looks like we should beat them, but you know, you never know what's going to happen when you come out on the field. And I think mentally everyone was like really preparing themselves for the week and just wanted to come out very hard, you know, play our soccer. And I think putting the ball in back the net within the first 5 minutes really, it helped us, you know, it kind of probably didn't help their spirit. So kind of built ours up. So it got us going. And yeah.
You've already played Northern on the road this year. How are you anticipating this game to be different than that first regular season matchup?
I think we've improved a lot offensively and defensively. And I think it's shown throughout the season. So I think it'll be a very different game than it was.
This program has never hosted the second round of the NSIC tournament before. You get a win, you do it. What would that mean to you that you're on this team and making history like that?
I think it'd be really cool. It would be cool to be part of one of the programs first. That's what I'm most excited for. And obviously to keep going. I want to make it to Colorado. I think everyone on the team does. It'd be really cool to be part of that first as well.
Well, can't get there unless you take care of business today. So best of luck.
Game by game.